Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 5th. You'll be interested to know. Today is British Columbia Day, celebrating the province's rich history. Established in 1974, it was inspired by Ontario's Simcoe Day. While not a federal holiday, most residents enjoy the day off. Canadians use this summer holiday for family outings, appreciating the opportunity for a long weekend. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect knee to thigh-high waves from the south-southwest on Monday, building to stomach-high sets in the afternoon as the swell shifts west. The mornings will start semi-choppy with onshore winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour, shifting west in the afternoons. This pattern continues through Tuesday with semi-glassy to semi-bumpy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy in the afternoon due to south to south-southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Expect similar conditions Wednesday and Thursday, with swells rising slightly in the afternoons. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair until 11 a.m. at 2 to 3 feet. After that, it will be choppy until 6, with a fair-looking sunset session. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the northwest swell is 2 feet at 12 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 4 foot at 11:15 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide at 4:15. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 67 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we are in for some sunny weather with a high near 82 degrees. Expect a northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight will be calm. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning and night through Saturday, clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be in the upper 70s to low 80s, with mostly sunny skies. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Carlsbad may become the first city in San Diego County to ban all types of smoking inside and outside multi-unit apartment and condominium buildings. The City Council voted 4-1 on Tuesday to introduce the ordinance, with Councilmember Melanie Burkholder opposed, citing government overreach. Mayor Keith Blackburn admitted the decision was difficult, but emphasized the importance of public health. The proposed ordinance targets secondhand smoke, which contains harmful chemicals, and would apply to various housing types. Enforcement would fall to landlords and property managers. If approved, the ban would take effect on January 1st, 2025. Now on to sports. Noah Lyles-Mouth wrote the check, and on the Olympic stage, his feet cashed it. In St. Denis, France, Lyles struggled with slow starts, yet he managed to turn a potential disaster into triumph. Competing against a stellar field, including Jamaicans Kishane Thompson and Oblique Seville, Lyles found himself in fifth place at the 20-meter mark. However, Lyles emphasized, races aren't won with starts. His resilience and competitive spirit shone through, culminating in a historic 9.79 second finish. This made him America's first gold medalist in the 100 meters in 20 years. In local sports, the Padres at home beat the Rockies 10-2. Tonight, the Padres are off and headed on the road to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. In top news, Scottsdale, Arizona, known for its spa resorts and golf courses, is turning its summer heat into a tourism attraction. With triple-digit temperatures, the city launched a national campaign called It's That Hot, promoting the heat as elegant and like a sage-scented sauna. Hotels offer activities like nighttime mini-golf, cabana misters, and poolside movies to help visitors cope. Despite the campaign's creativity, experts worry about the dangers of romanticizing heat. Maricopa County, which includes Scottsdale, reported 37 heat deaths this year. The city prioritizes safety with green spaces and air conditioning. In business news, on July 22, 2024, at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a Harvard Business School course, costing $12,000, has celebrities vying for a spot. Business school professor Anita Elbers teaches the business of entertainment, media, and sports, a highly sought-after executive education program. This four-day elective attracts stars like Michaela Schifrin, Roy Wood Jr., and Juan Mata. Elbers, known for her case studies on figures like David Beckham and Mr. Beast, lends talent with executives, creating a unique learning environment. Her approach has turned the course into a blockbuster, marking its 10th anniversary this year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $54,500. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk's startup, Neuralink, successfully implanted its brain chip in a second trial patient, aiming to help paralyzed individuals use digital devices through thought alone. The second patient with a spinal cord injury similar to the first now has 400 working electrodes out of 1,024. The first patient, Nolan Darbaugh, previously used a mouth stick for computer interaction, but now controls his laptop through thought, gaining independence. Musk, during an 8-hour podcast, mentioned Neuralink plans to implant 8 more patients this year. He also discussed endorsing Donald Trump and improving government efficiency through reduced regulation. And in entertainment news, Aerosmith has announced a retirement from touring, citing lead singer Steven Tyler's vocal cord injury. The band shared a heartfelt statement on social media, saying, "Play our music loud, now, and always." Dream on. You've made our dreams come true. They expressed gratitude to their fans and reflected on their origins, stating, "It was 1970 when a spark of inspiration became Aerosmith. Thanks to you, our Blue Army, that spark caught flame and has been burning for over 5 decades. Previously purchased tour tickets will be refunded." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American gymnast, Simone Biles. And she said, "I would say to always follow your dream. And dream big, because my whole career, including any of the things that I've accomplished, I never thought in a million years that I would be here." So it just proves that once you believe in yourself and you put your mind to something, you can do it. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.